Hello, prospects. Welcome to another episode of Champ Talk on Prospects TV. My name is Justin Gervais of Gervais Baseball, and this week we are joined by the 14U prospects, head coach Cody Ortega, assistant coach Tyler Kutu, other assistant coach Matt Ferrer couldn't be with us this week. Let's start with some introductions, get to meet the players. Bork, start it up.
Kyle Bork, pitcher and first base.
Colby Cousman, center field.
David Lynch, first base, third base, and pitcher.
Andrew Point, right field.
Andrew Jones, pitcher.
Noah Mello, second base and outfield.
Nick Essery, pitcher and left field.
Luke Lavender, second base, pitcher and outfield.
Cody Ortega.
Tyler Kutu.
Awesome. So, we have two championships to talk about. The boys won their Perfect Game Florida tournament, a 15U tournament. We got the banner up there and the big trophy on the left. And we also have a War at the Shore tournament in Connecticut. Trophy over here on the right. Let's start off talking about the Perfect Game tournament. So this was a big win for you guys, 5-0-1, and you were the only non-Florida team in the entire tournament. What was your mentality going in, knowing you were going to play some elite competition and a 15U tournament? What was your mentality? What was your game plan on the way down there and going into the games?
So our first tournament of the summer was in Maine, and it was also another 15U tournament. And we learned like what we had to do to stay in those games and compete with the 15U. And we went to that Florida tournament with the hustle mindset, do the little things, and play small ball.
We also had to play fearless and just play baseball and not think about all they're older than us. They might be better than us. It's their home state. We just played not thinking about any of it.
Yeah, that's great. You know, being fearless, like you said, Colby, that's a great thing. You never want to go into a game nervous or timid, and obviously you guys didn't. You went in there ready to play, and that showed. Coaches, what did you guys see that really made these guys successful down there from a mindset and a game plan perspective?
I would say, touch on what Lynch and Colby said, they bought in. That was as simple as that. You know, we as coaches can come up with a game plan and can motivate them a certain way, but ultimately it comes down to the players reacting to the game plan. And, you know, again, it's one of those things where I think our schedule for the summer really helped. I think we did it the right way, kicking off in Maine, like Lynch said. Played the 15U Firecracker Lighthouse Tournament. Played some good teams. Got to see a little bit higher velo than these guys are used to. Swinging wood bat. You know, it's not easy making that transition from metal to wood. And just being able to be a part of that. And what I have to give them credit for is we went 1-2 that tournament. And even the last game was like a 6-7-0 shutout. And we just played sloppy. And what we had talked about was not looking at it as we don't belong here, but looking at the little details that can make us belong here. And knowing that our third tournament was Perfect Game Florida, and it's a no-joke tournament, you know, great teams and a great facility, we were just able to refer back to that first tournament and know what was going to make us successful. And ideally, we talked about it. It was just no self-inflicting wounds, being able to have situational hitting, being selfless, being a team. And our main category was hustle. Just things that we can control, let's control. And let's see if we can come out on top as long as we play Prospects Baseball.
Absolutely. And like you said, Prospects Baseball, that's what we're all about. Yeah. You know, there's no selfish baseball here. It's all about playing for your team and going out there, competing together, and winning together, too. All right, so the road to the championship wasn't that easy for you guys. You know, two extra inning games in the playoffs in the semifinal and the championship. Let's start off talking about receiving the wild card to go into the playoffs. Being the underdog, you know, having the wild card, you're not the one seed. What is your mindset going into playoffs and facing these teams that people are looking in and say, these are the one seed, probably going to beat this wild card team? How did you guys react to that, and how were you able to perform in those conditions?
I mean, we just went in there like knowing that we went 3-0-1, played some good teams. We knew that we could pretty much hang with anyone out there, so we just had to go in there and play our ball.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think the crazy thing was, you know, we went 3-0-1, and each team we played got better. Mm-hmm. And we had some tough ones, man. I mean, the third game against the Scorpions was a situation where a well-known, nationally known team, and again, playing up a division and guys came up in big spots. You know, Luciano, who's not here today, came in a big bases loaded jam and got two outs to, you know, close it up. And then we won that, and I think, you know, you can talk to these guys about it. After winning that, I think we really started to believe. I think we went in there with the impression that, again, let's play prospects baseball and see what happens. And then it came down to us or the other team, five-star Lindsay, which was the fourth game, you know, came down to that. But, like, going back to your point, it was just nuts how we went 3-0-1, didn't lose a game. And thank God there was a wild card because we didn't even win our pool. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Palm Beach Select, who was the one seed, gave up one run in four games. You know, they were a phenomenal team. But we ended up playing the semis. But, again, 3-0-1, didn't win our pool and got the wild card.
You know, it's funny because looking back on it, I think now we wouldn't have won it any other way. Like, we bought into we had nothing to lose, and it was only natural we got the wild card. And it helped us feed into that let's play without worry, without care. Let's just do our thing.
Yeah, definitely. So do you guys think having the wild card almost helped you guys? You know, gave you that chip on your shoulder mentality where, you know, you're going out there really trying to prove something to all these different teams, would you say?
Yeah, definitely.
So let's talk about that semifinal game. What do you guys remember from that game? It was an extra inning game. You guys, the rule down there, extra innings, you start the bases loaded. Not something you guys are familiar with probably, right? Haven't done that before. What was that like? Tell me a little bit about that game, how you guys were feeling, and how you guys were able to come out with the W.
So in that game, we knew that Luciano was going to shove for us. We knew we had to play good defense, and we knew we had to hit, and we had it going for us. Everyone contributed, and we've gotten that bases loaded one out, and we tried the squeeze, didn't work, and then Lavigar got hit. It went our way, and then Esri came up with a huge hit to go up by two, and then we shut it down after that.
That's great. So Esri, what were you thinking in that at-bat? When, you know, pivotal at-bat in the game, had an opportunity to do some damage and you came through, what were you thinking?
Honestly, I was trying not to overthink it. I was just thinking base hit is all we need because we're already up by one and scoring another run would only make it better and easier for our defense.
Absolutely. That, you know, that's a great mindset. You know, a lot of times kids can fall into holes because they go up there, they start thinking too much, and then they take themselves out of the at-bat. So great job, congratulations, coming up big for your team there.
And I think what Lynch just said nailed it on the head for everybody. You know, the first statement was, we knew Luciano was gonna shove. It was like that the whole tournament. Mm. Like it was literally, everybody had each other's backs. Like that was the mentality, we said it. You know, we were down two players going into that tournament and it was one of those things where, you know, we went down there with 11 guys playing in the Florida Heat, you know, four guaranteed games, six to win it all. And, it just, you know, from game one to game six, you know, you could literally look back and it was like, as coaches, to be able to, you know, make a decision and then for them to sit there and back each other up, it was picture perfect. Mm-hmm. You know, he said that, you know, we knew Scorpions, fork shove, Luciano closed it. You know, we had Labby shove against five star, Nick Esri made the start, shoved against them, that was a big team, and then so on and so forth. Like, the train was going at all times.
Absolutely, and your whole entire staff won pitcher of the week. You got that honor. So, you know, Bork, Lavigar, Lynch, Jones, Esri, you guys are all pitchers on the team. What were you thinking when you took the mound there, and what was your thought process as a staff for that whole tournament? Obviously, you guys were very successful.
I mean, just pound the strike zone, just workouts. We knew the defense was going to be behind us and make the play, so just let him hit the ball and just hit it right to players.
Awesome. Anybody else? Something to add? All right. All right, so for the championship game, 8 innings. You know, that's a long game. Like Cody said, Florida Heat, can't be easy. Those are the games where it comes down. It's a mental battle at that point. You know, who wants it more? And
second game of the day, too.
Second game of the day, yep. All these things could have been excuses for you guys to take your foot off the gas pedal and let the other team sneak up on you. But no, you kept your foot on the gas pedal and you're able to come out with a win. Andrew Point with the walk-off base hit. Congratulations.
Thanks,
great
sir.
Job. Yeah, let's give a round of applause. Good time. Great job. Big time. 1-2-1. LaPointe, what were you thinking at that at-bat to to come through for your team?
Well, I was just thinking trying to stay through the ball and not roll over and just keep it simple.
Absolutely. And kept it very simple. Got a base hit to win the game. Great job. Congratulations to everybody, too, that won received all-tournament team honors. We had six kids from the team that made it. You know, that's great. Congratulations to you guys as a whole. Played great baseball. No self-inflicting wounds. Selfish baseball. Did what you need to do when the opportunities presented themselves. So, great job. And let's segue over to your next championship win, War at the Shore. What did you guys think about that tournament as a whole? You went 5-0, only gave up 6 runs in total for the entire tournament. Coming off of a victory a few weeks back, how were you able to translate and keep the train going?
We just had the 15-U mentality. Even though it was a 14, we just couldn't think that it was a 14 because then we wouldn't have played as well as we normally do. So we just stuck to the 15-U mentality.
Absolutely. You know, when you guys are out there, you guys can probably feel it as a team, that mentality and the vibe that you guys bring to the ballpark every day. Someone speak a little bit about that and, you know, that mentality, that vibe, going out there every day. How did that stack up against some of the other teams you ran into?
Well, that vibe is hustle. And every time an inning's over, you got to bust over to your next spot. And that's what we really did well, and that's how we beat other teams. As teams walked in the dugout, we were already taking ground balls and throwing pop flies.
And, not let, a bad at-bat translate into an error on the field. Keep them separate and just play good.
Absolutely. You know, Kutu, when he was on Prospects TV, in the last episode, he talked about the pace of play. And something I think is pivotal to the Prospects organizations and all of our teams is, like you guys are saying, it's a hustle. You're going out there. At-bats are not going to affect you in the field. You're going out there, hustling out there, and ready to play your position and do what you need to do. So you guys also played from behind in both the semifinal and the final of that tournament, able to come back and win those games. What was your mindset when you guys were behind and having to chip away to win the game?
I mean, we just knew we had to get, once we get a few runners on and we start going, we're taking the lead and not turning back. We just had to get something going.
I mean, we talked about it before, you know, when the hustle and the routine, you know, is familiar, you don't tend to feel out of place so much. So this is a team that has been very impressive to coach and sit back and watch. Tyler and I talk about it all the time. Same with Matt. You know, it's one of those things where you never feel like we're done,
mm-hmm.
no matter what situation. I mean, we're going into the 4th, 5th inning down 3-0 in the semis, and, you know, them sticking to that routine and staying true to themselves, it's just a matter of time where we sit back and say it's going to click.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they do. You know, they, no matter, back against the wall, no matter if they're up by 10, they play their ball, and that's been the most impressive thing about it. We haven't veered off of that.
It helps us tremendously because we don't feel the need to make any panic moves or trying to force anything on the bases, call a play, make some kind of change. We know that we can feel confident letting them continue to play their game,
mm-hmm.
and we'll get the results we need.
Absolutely. You know, you talk about confidence, and it's not an over-the-top trying to prove that you're confident. It's you guys know. You guys know what you're capable of, and you guys know no matter what the score, you guys are able to take control. And like you said, don't let you guys get runners on, because that's only going to cause trouble for the other team, you know? So any moments about that tournament specifically that, you know, you that stuck out to you guys, learning points? Go ahead, Cousin.
I think it's the finals. The other team showed up late, and they were all 6'4", probably.
And we
didn't play scared. Well, maybe in the beginning, but then we finally realized, we have a chance to win this, and we can't win it.
Yeah, we were playing a little timid, then we kind of woke up. Got the bats rolling. Pitching was kind of slow to start off with, but then found it, came around.
Yeah, I mean, Lynch came in and shut the door for 4 innings, and that's exactly what we needed right there. Allowed us to get our bats going.
And what helps the most from a coaching perspective, we were talking about it, it's funny how all these tournaments have been deja vu, every single one, and we've learned from each moment. So, for example, you know, down in Florida, semifinal game, Luciano throws an incredible game, but there's pitch count rules, pitch smart, and perfect game. So we go to Lynch with bases loaded, one out, and the tiebreaker. He gets the job done, seven pitches. You know, he then makes the start for the next game, the championship, reaches his max, giving up one run. Martel comes in, does the job. And same thing, you know, we get to the situation, Bork's on the mound in the championship. Lynch closed the game before, comes back into it. Big plays, you know, we had, I think it was the seventh inning, they had the perfect game, Florida, semifinal game, I'm sorry, championship game, and Team Miami had men on first and second, two outs, Cuzman lays out and makes a spectacular big play, you know. Andrew LaPointe comes up and makes a big hit. So it was constantly finding ourselves in these big moments and coming through. And don't get me wrong, there were times, and they'll tell you, there were times where we did have those big moments and we didn't come through, but it didn't affect us. It was almost like we looked for that opportunity and we saw it, it was a comfort level, as opposed to being timid and backing away from it. So from a coaching perspective, you know, when you see these guys entering the same situation, like Tyler said earlier, we don't feel the need to panic and we don't feel as though these guys aren't up for it. We know every single person. I mean, we made Melo, Carmelo up the middle, phenomenal double play balls. McDuff came up with a big hit. Bork, he'll tell you, he's been on fire all year. Gave up three runs in the first, was not himself, could have easily put his head down, learned from it. Next two innings, gave up zeros. You know, we just kept going and going. Jones with a big performance in the pool play game to allow, you know, us to get a big win, to get that one seed, that's a big deal. Same thing, LaPointe with a couple big knocks, Essery doing his job on the mound, getting a couple base hits as well. Luke, same thing. Like, it's just, it's nonstop. Like, you know, I'm not gonna lie, the kid from Palm Beach Select was throwing gas. Most of the kids would have got out of the way of a ball. Luke Lavender just sits there and turns his back into it and wears it like a champ, you know? But he knows the moment. He knows what it takes. It's a guy getting on base and getting the run in. So it's just things like that that this team has done a very good job of. Very good job of.
Definitely. That next man up mentality. Yeah, yeah. You know, everybody doing their job. It's a great thing to see. Talked about that pool play game, Jones, that you pitched. You know, in these tournaments, every game matters.
Yeah.
You know, you slip up one game in pool play, and it could mean that you don't make playoffs. So, Jones, what was your mentality going into that game? And obviously, you performed very well. What was your mentality? What were you thinking about going into that start?
Well, usually in the car, well, on the way to the field, I was listening to music to try to get me, like, pumped up. And then when I'm playing catch, I just always think about, like, situations and what I'm going to do if I get into a certain situation. And the whole game was just, it was just going perfect. I was striking kids out, and then you guys were making all the plays that you had to. And the offense was going great. We were just getting runs and runs. So everything was just going our way that game.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, you talked about it, Cody. I can tell just from talking to you guys, the preparedness. Jones, like you said, preparing for those situations, those big moments. When the opportunity presents itself, following through and succeeding in the big moment, you know, that's what makes great teams great.
Yeah.
And congratulations to you guys. Great job winning both these tournaments. Still have two more tournaments left for the summer. What's your mindset going into those next two tournaments?
I mean, win them. Yeah. I already won two. Might as well win two more.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's maintain the pace. I think that's what we've been talking about, just being able to repeat. We did have one tournament in between Florida and War at the Shore, which was a good taste of our own medicine. You know, again, one of those situations where we went 3-1 and didn't advance out of our pool. A little bit of a hangover from a championship and tired because we had one day off. We flew back. We're in Sarasota, New York. Saratoga, New York. And I think they learned from it.
You know, absolutely.
They learned from it. And real quick, before I forget, I got to say two things. Number one, he's not here. Braden Ventura. You know,
yeah.
Going down to Florida, we lost one of our really good catchers in Davis Johnson. And, you know, when we told him he's going to be catching every single game, when I tell you every game, it was hot. You know, he didn't play. And the most impressive part was, we all talked about it. He's DC, he's the dugout captain. He caught every game. He was helping coach first base at some points with his full gear on. You know, he just never stopped. Like, every ball, we're up by 4 or 5. Every ball is blocked. You know, I can't even tell you the amount of times between him and us, like, bunt defense plays. You know, not many 14-year-old teams can execute a bunt defense play in a situational game. You know, we're executing wheel plays, wheel play picks. Braden with back picks based on wheel play looks. You know, all that stuff. And same thing, that like you said, next man up. You know, Braden had a family event going on this past weekend. And Andrew LaPointe, who's our outfielder, who's also a catcher at Barrington High School, you know, without hesitation, it was like, hey, LaPointe, you know, there's two games that he's not going to be able to be there. Can you gear up and go? And same thing, comes in, takes over like that, commands the defense, holds the fort down. You know, Braden came back for the championship. It's just incredible. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. We talk all the time, like, it's just, this is a special team, very special team.
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing you've been talking about, the middle infield too, you're talking about the wheel play picks, turn and double plays. For those of you that don't know, at a 14U age group, those things are, that's very advanced.
Yeah.
You know, so Mello, you play second base. What was your experience with those types of plays before this team and your comfort level now that you execute on a weekly basis?
It all started in like Seawolves when we used to do them, and then I just got used to them, and then usually when he calls it always works out right. We always get the out when we need to, or even if we don't, they won't bunt the next time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. And like you pointed out at Seawolves, it's a programmatic thing.
Yeah.
You know, so start them young, teaching them these skills that a lot of kids the same age don't have. And being able to instill those skills and the different game plans is huge for the players in our program. And it's obviously shown with you guys here.
Very, very, very coachable. I mean, they'll tell you right outside this parking lot, you know, for our first tournament, we're going over bunt defense for about an hour, hour and a half, you know, first and thirds. And we say it all the time. We know. We're not dumb as coaches. It's boring. You know, it's not ground ball after ground ball, swing after swing, bullpen kind of thing. It's a miniature field, walking through and just making sure we're comfortable so that when the moment occurs, we can take advantage of it. But again, you got to give credit to these guys because there wasn't a time where we had to call time and go reset a play or talk about a play. The play was called. It was instant gratification in terms of the result we were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And like Mello said, even when – you know, a ball might have been bunted foul or a first and third play, the guy holds up on the steal, it canceled whatever that team had in mind doing and allowed us to, again, take that momentum back and swing it our way.
Yep, and it speaks to the maturity of you guys as a team. And like you said, you know, these teams are probably coming in thinking, we can get a bunt down on these guys. They're not going to be ready for it. But you guys have shown that you can and you will protect against those type of plays. And there really is no way to get around it for the other team. So great job. Give you guys a round of applause. Thank you for coming out. It was a great show. And good luck to you guys on the next two tournaments.
For sure. Thanks, Justin.
Thank you.
Take care, guys.